Sideburns versus skinny jeans? Walkmans versus AirPods? Millennial or Gen Xer? We're going to dive right in to family, finances, and fun.
Mom, is my laundry done?
Really, Ryan? Welcome to End My Day.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of In My Day. Today, with Ryan and Kirk, we're switching it up a little bit this month. How you doing, Kirk?
Hey, I'm doing good, Ryan. How are you today?
I'm good. Will you just introduce yourself real quick to everybody?
Yeah, my name is Kirk Davis. I've been with Family Financial Partners for about 8 years now. I'm also a, kind of a big Dave Ramsey fan, and you know, that's kind of the one of the big reasons why I got into this career field.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that.
Yeah. So that's, I found Dave Ramsey kind of when I first got out of college. I started putting his principles into our own lives, and I really saw the positive impact that it had on us, and that kind of developed my passion for personal finance and, you know, ultimately took me this direction.
Gotcha. Yeah. One of the reasons I wanted to have Kirk on this month, we are both the Dave Ramsey SmartVestor pros of the office, so we figured that we would chat through some of the Dave Ramsey principles, and this month we wanted to talk a little bit about college planning too. So, Kirk, why don't you tell everybody, just like for people that don't know Dave Ramsey, I'm sure a lot of them do, but just the general Dave Ramsey idea or what his general philosophy is.
Yeah, to put it in its simplest terms, you know, debt's bad. We want to try to pay off all of our debt as quick as possible, live on less than we earn, and you know, save and invest the difference.
Absolutely. So, for those that don't know, he follows what he calls a baby step program, where basically, let's get rid of all of our debt except for our mortgage is the idea, and then after that, let's go ahead and try to build wealth for both ourselves and for future generations. So one of the big parts of future generations is college planning. And I think this time of year is always big for that, because people are like, oh, we're getting ready to graduate, or we're getting ready to have a change in life with May coming up. So what is a good time, Kirk, have you seen for people to start thinking about college savings when there's little ones or teenagers? Or what's the best way that you've seen it work in practice?
Well, with anything investing, the sooner we can do something, the better. One of the most powerful tools with investing is time. It's not necessarily our contributions. It's not necessarily the growth rate, but it's just simply the time in the markets to let that money grow. So in an ideal world, as soon as that baby's born and has a Social Security number, setting up a 529 plan for them and just putting a modest amount of money in there by the time they're 18 and ready to go to college, you'd be amazed at what it can actually grow to. So that's what I did for my nephew. I set him up a 529 as soon as he was born, put in a little bit of seed money for him, and then just along the way on birthday and Christmas and that sort of thing, my parents, my brother, his, you know, I guess mother and father-in-law and other people there in his life would just toss money in there instead of, you know, extra presents that my nephew's going to forget in 6 months.
There's enough toys already.
Yeah, there's definitely enough toys, but the idea is, you know, if we start early, we don't have to fund it with a crazy amount of money. And by the time he's ready to actually go to school, it's pretty much paid for. In reality, most people don't do that. Most people, when they're at that stage in life, have too many other financial responsibilities going on, and they're not really at their peak earning, or the peak earning potential that they have. So we have to kind of kick that can down the road a little bit to maybe we're, you know, in middle school or even early high school. But at the end of the day, it's better to go ahead and start as soon as you possibly can.
Yeah. Yeah. One of the big concerns I always hear about doing, so what we were talking about is doing a 529 savings plan, which is just a tax advantaged option to save for qualified education expenses. And the big question I get all the time, especially in today's world, is, if little Johnny ends up deciding to not go to school or doesn't get into school or wants to go into a trade or whatever, you know, what do I do with that money? Am I going to pay taxes on all that? Well, they did make a change. Was it last? It was either
about, I think, 2 years ago.
2 years ago now, where you can now convert up to $35,000 of that account into a Roth for your kid if your kid has income. So let's say little Johnny ends up growing up and goes to a trade school and doesn't have a lot of education expenses, and there's extra money that you saved in there. That's an option to really give a huge gift, because if you give someone 60 years to have tax advantage growth on something, which if you're funding it for a two-year-old, they're going to have a little time until retirement. It can really be a great gift for people. And that's just kind of a way that I think that's answered a big question for a lot of people of what am I going to do if I end up not using it for education expenses. The other thing that I always note for people too, because the other big question that we always get is what exactly is an education expense? Because a lot of people out there think you can just use it for tuition, but in reality, anything that's qualified education expense counts. So room and board when a kid's in college, a high school private tuition, a new laptop when your kid's in college. So any of those things can be included in that and just a good way to use that tax advantage. So Kirk, anything to add on the 529s or anything that we missed that we should go over?
No, you kind of hit the nail on the head with that. Depending on what state you're in, so I've got several clients that are out of state, and depending on your state, you may actually get a tax deduction on your state taxes. Kentucky, unfortunately, is a little bit behind the times. We don't offer anything like that.
Well, at least we're phasing out state tax in the near future.
Yeah, so that's good. That helps as well. But yeah, there's a lot of great opportunities out there for the 529s. Each state's going to have their own specific plan, and some have their advantages and disadvantages. So if you're kind of on the fence with that or just have questions, you know, give us a call and we'll kind of look at your situation and find the best plan that's going to work for you and your family.
All right, so I have one more fun question before we go. Well, maybe not fun, but it's interesting. So everyone on here that is listening to this is probably more used to listening to Dave. Mm-hmm. So if they were to come in and talk to Dave and have a meeting with Dave, or come in and talk to Kirk and have a meeting with Kirk, give me a way you guys are similar, and it'll be the exact same either way. Mm-hmm. And then the more fun question is, how are you guys going to be different?
Oh, no.
And, or me too. You can put me and Dave versus Kirk. What makes Kirk different and what makes Kirk the same as everybody else here?
Well, I think we're all the same in that we all have a passion for personal finance in some way, shape, or form. So that's going to be ubiquitous across the entire office, and you know that's why we've hired the people that we have, and that's why the people that you know we hired have stayed here for as long as they have, because we kind of share that together. Where we differ is in, I think, some of the areas of personal finance that we are most passionate about. So Dave and Ryan as well are both very passionate about the markets. That's kind of what drives them. Me, on the other hand, I like the more planning side of things. I like the more psychology side of money there. So we'll, you know, you'll, as you sit in a meeting with us and kind of talk about things, you'll have a little bit different perspective from each one of us, just depending on the angle that we're looking at. But yeah. Also, that's why we have different personalities in the office. So, you know, oftentimes Dave will call me on the phone and say, "Hey, I've got this problem with a client. What do you think?" And I'll be able to look at it from the psychological side of money. And you know, on the other hand, I'll have something going on with a client, and it's more market driven. So I'll call Dave and get his opinion on that. So coming together helps us give our clients the best overall, you know, product and experience.
Yeah. I think a lot of people out there don't realize how much we communicate and rely on each other's strengths. And that's just a good reminder for everybody out there. So, well, thanks for coming on today, Kirk. We did a pretty quick one today. Dave's usually the big talker, so I guess it's a little shorter when Dave's not on. But thank you everybody for tuning in to another episode of In My Day today with Ryan and Kirk. And we'll have Dave back next month for you.
Enjoyed it. Thank you.